Well, hello and welcome to this pre-podcast of the podcast, brand new podcast, Redemption's Table. My name is Robert Barge. I will be your host and thank you for joining us. It is a night of table. It has been a week of redemption. If you were watching this past Sunday, Palm Sunday, April 14th, you witnessed one of the greatest comebacks in the history of sports. The Masters, Augusta, Georgia. Tiger Woods, it had been 11 years since Tiger had won his last major title. Since 2009, his private life had imploded and public scandal and going through physical injuries, four lower back surgeries. He once made a comment to Jack Nicklaus. He did not expect to ever win a major title again. But yet on Sunday afternoon at the Masters, in a come-from-behind win on the 18th hole, Tiger Woods won his fifth victory at Augusta by one stroke. That story, as it unfolded, that's redemption. That was absolutely beautiful. How can you not cheer when somebody has something like that happen to them? A long-awaited, hoped-for, strived-for comeback. And the story of redemption is beautiful. Every time it breaks out, every time it happens, here's what I believe. Everybody longs for, hopes for, prays for some kind of moment of redemption in their lives. Why? Because all of us need redemption. Texas songwriter Pat Green had a hit song a few years ago, Wave on Wave, and in one of the lines in that song, it says, "Everybody's looking for redemption, just afraid to say the name." I'm not afraid to say the name, redemption. I love the word redemption. It may be, perhaps, I'm a word guy, I love words. Redemption may be my favorite word in the English language, and I want to invite you to join me as we search for redemption, as we look for redemption, as we sit down to redemption's table. And redemption's table will move from place to place, restaurant to restaurant, sometimes over a meal, sometimes a cup of coffee, sometimes dessert, talking with individuals, people having conversations just like you and me, everyday life, and talking to them about that word redemption or where they've seen redemption or a song lyric that means redemption to them. I'm looking forward to having a lot of wonderful conversations. Here's what I want you to see, because I see it. Several weeks ago, I was listening to a podcast, Mark Batterson, pastor of National Community Church. And he made this comment in one of his messages. He said, "We live in a culture with so many headaches and heartaches because there is a lack of life-giving words." Well, I want this podcast, one of its objectives, one of its main reasons for existing, is to give you, the listener, life-giving words. Because life is good. It is. Maybe you're going through a time in your life when you can't see that. You're going through a difficult season. Whether you can see it or not, and I identify with that because I went through a difficult two-year broken season in my life where it was very hard for me to grasp hold of the goodness of life, the goodness of God. The Bible says in James 1, "Every good and perfect gift in this life cometh down from the Father above." God is pouring out His good gifts upon us, and a good gift is a beautiful day. A good gift is sitting down like I did today to tacos with cilantro as one of the main ingredients and having a conversation. These are good and perfect gifts. And every day we have these gifts in our life, but sometimes we go through seasons where we cannot see that. And I want this to be an encouragement for you, for God to use this podcast, whoever I may be happening to talk to at the moment. I expect to talk to a lot of different people. I have some aspirations about the people I get to sit down and talk to. I hope to sit down and talk with a songwriter friend of mine. I hope to sit down and talk to an astronaut. I hope to sit down and talk to some entrepreneurs. I hope to sit down and I'll be talking to pastors. I'll be talking to race car drivers. I have no idea who I'll be talking to, because some of these individuals that we will be sharing with and having a one-on-one conversation, some of these people I know, some of them are my friends, or some of them have poured redemption into my life, maybe through something they said, and I happen to hear it, or maybe just through one meeting with an individual, and what they said really spoke to me and encouraged me. And so I hope to go back and catch some of those folks and say, hey, 5 years ago, you said this, and I want you to know, wow, it was a turning point in my life, how God used that word to encourage me at a time when I was not encouraged. So that's the hope. That's one of the hopes and one of the visions for Redemption's Table. I said it is a night of redemption. A night of table. It's been a week of redemption, and tonight is Thursday night of Holy Week, Maundy Thursday. This is the night in Scripture, the night before Jesus died, when he and his disciples gathered for a very special meal. They came to the table, and I did not plan this, did not even think about the connection that I was about to record this introductory podcast on this particular night. I want to read one of the scripture accounts. It's found in the Gospel of Luke. It says, when the hour came, chapter 22, when the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you. I've eagerly desired to sit down to this table with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, Jesus gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among you, for I tell you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. He would leave that meal. He would enter into a garden called Gethsemane. He would be praying in that garden that night. Soldiers would come, arrest him. He would go through several trials. Ultimately, he would be sentenced to die. And on Friday, we call it Good Friday, he was nailed to a cross for every person's sin, every wrong thing every person who had ever lived had ever done. He died for the sins of all of humanity. All of us are sinners. You're listening to one. The Bible clearly says all have sinned. Jesus paid for all sin on that Good Friday. His story, what he did, is the ultimate story of redemption. And this weekend, we celebrate the resurrection. He died on Friday and was buried in a tomb, Saturday in the tomb, but the first day of the week, Sunday morning, he came forth from that tomb. And he now lives. He died, he lives so that you and I would know what it is to live. It's the most powerful story of redemption I know of, and I believe that Jesus Christ is the only way that you and I can have a relationship with God the Father. God wants that relationship. God wants you to understand how good he is, how much he loves you. And so I'm looking forward to sharing that along the way and here and there, and talking about this ultimate story of redemption. I hope this podcast will be an encouragement to you. Several years ago, there was a movie called Seabiscuit, the true story of the racehorse Seabiscuit. And there's an account, there's a line in that movie from one of the characters, a cowboy by the name of Tom Smith, If you've ever seen the wonderful movie, there's a beat-up horse, there's a beat-up jockey. And somewhere in the course of the film, Tom Smith says these words. My favorite line in the film. One of my favorite redemption lines. He said, you know, you don't throw a whole life away just because he's banged up a little. You don't throw a whole life away just because he's banged up a little. Tiger Woods understands that statement right there. Today he does. You don't throw a whole life away just because he's banged up a little. I understand that statement right there because I've been banged up a little. At times I felt like I was banged up a lot. You more than likely understand that statement. The good news is you don't throw a whole life away just because it's banged up a little. I want you to hear the goodness of God, and I hope this podcast will be that to you. So I look forward to joining you. We're putting forth a new podcast every Monday morning, and I hope you join us on this adventure. It's going to be an adventure. Looking forward to laughing, sharing some special places where we eat along the way. The place is so important, and going from table to table. I just hope you'll join us. I hope you'll tune in. I hope you'll invite your friends to come to Redemption's Table. Table of Redemption, your party is now ready, and we'll see you come Monday morning. Resurrection Monday morning, we'll start April 22nd. All right. God bless you. You have a good night. Bye.